Hey, Todd. This week, New York City hosts the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, what some call the Super Bowl of purebred dogs. But a documentary from our partner at the BBC has raised questions about the risks behind purported extreme dog breeding. Producer Jemima Harrison says that what makes for best in show could be worst for dogs. In fact, her research last month prompted the British Kennel Club to announce major reforms in its breeding standards. And she joins us now from the UK. Jemima, welcome to The Takeaway.
Good morning.
What are the risks that you see in purebred standards?
The risk, our film basically was about the unacceptably high level of deformity and disease in pedigree dogs, and particularly about the damage done by dog shows like Westminster. The chief vet of the RSPCA here, the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, referred to dog shows as parades of mutants, a freakish, garish beauty pageant that has nothing to do with health and welfare. So that's what we're talking about here.
I have to stop you for a minute. So you said deformity. So you're saying that the purebred standards actually prompt what you would call a deformity, but that perhaps for them is an item of beauty on the dog?
Exactly that. If you think that all dogs descend from the wolf, that is how God built the dog. And so we have taken the wolf and we have evolved it, often purely to meet our vanity, into the most extraordinary shapes and sizes, from the tiniest chihuahua to a huge Irish wolfhound. This hasn't done the dog any good at all. And we've often selected for features like very squashed faces that can leave breeds like the pug and the Boston Terrier literally gasping for breath.
Now, could you make a distinction for me between breeding and extreme breeding?
Not really, because I think it is a problem of perception. Dog breeders think that they're doing the right thing and they love their dogs, but they've become so desensitized to the deformity, really, that is at the end of their leash, that they don't recognize it as a problem.
Well, Jemima, can't a lot of these the breeding for physical traits for things like squashed faces or loose skin that we consider cute, or the shape of the foot or the shape of the hindquarters, can't this is all done through selective breeding for cosmetic reasons? But can't cosmetic breeding be paired with breeding for healthier dogs? Isn't there a way to get good-looking dogs with the traits that everyone admires, without getting things like, dogs that have diabetes or dogs that have terrible hip problems so that they can't walk?
There's two different issues here. One is the physical problems that are caused by selective breeding. The problem is what we, as you pinpointed, what we consider cute. But squashed faces are really not much fun for the dog. A bulldog, if you want to know what it's like to be a bulldog, stick two straws up your nose and try to breathe through it. So you're going to have to change. I think it's possible to have a bulldog, a Pekingese, a pug, a Boston Terrier, but we've got to really change the way that we see the dogs. We've got to breed for a little bit more of a nose so that they can breathe. Most of these squash nose breeds can't mate naturally and they can't give birth naturally either. They fail the sort of basic criteria for survival.
We have been talking mostly in generalities, and I wondered if you wanted to take one breed and sort of go into what your research showed.
Okay. Shall we have a look at the Boston Terrier, an American breed?
There we go.
It's a brachycephalic breed, which means squashed face. It has a number of incredibly serious eye problems. 20% of them have juvenile cataracts that can lead to blindness. 15% of all Boston Terrier pups are born with a cleft lip and palate, and 12% of them die from respiratory failure. The dog is a wreck.
What kind of reforms did you think were needed in Britain?
I think the reform, two really. One is to rewrite the breed standards so that it gets rid of the exaggerations. Many of these dogs have changed dramatically from the dogs of 50, 60, 70 years ago, and often to their detriment. So what was once a slightly wrinkled breed is now a very wrinkled breed. So that's the main thing, is to rewrite those breed standards. And the other is to change the insane breeding practices that are causing the level of inherited disease in our dogs. Did you know the American Kennel Club will still register the progeny of mother-son matings? There's a lot of inbreeding that goes on for generation after generation after generation, and that causes the build-up of problems in breeds.
I was just going to ask, when you cast an eye over here, what reforms do you see here that you'd like to see enacted?
The same really as is happening in the UK. Exactly the rewriting of breed standards, limits on inbreeding, and the to stop the mad rush towards breeding from the latest champion dog. There's a standard poodle that won best of breed at Westminster yesterday. That dog was sired by a dog that died 13 years before it was born. So it was produced by artificial insemination, and it has produced, and the sire has had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of puppies. That causes a terrible impact on the gene pool. And if, as quite often happens, these dogs are carrying hidden problems, like Addison's disease in poodles, for instance, that then, before you, in a blink of an eye, is throughout the breed. So something that was quite rare can become incredibly common.
All right. Jemima, we're going to have to leave it there, but I want to thank you for joining us. Jemima Harrison, a producer of Pedigree Dogs Exposed at our partner, the BBC.
God loves a terrier. Yes, he does. God loves a terrier.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.